Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Spooky Sunday Tangents with a couple of
tangents, Jason. A couple of gents.
Yeah, you just chilled today? Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny just woke up about... No, it's been about an hour. No, it was like 40 minutes ago. 30, 40 minutes ago. He got woken up by Denise. Welcome, everybody. We're continuing on with this spooky tangents stuff. Danny's really zoomed in. Look at his eyes. You can see his eyes. You can see his lashes. You can see all the details if you're not watching live on YouTube.com/.
I haven't had my coffee. I don't drink coffee, by the way. I'm just kidding. Lately, I've been into this thing where I've been watching so much astrophysicists talking about the universe, Jason, and it's just coming my mind really, really, you know, enrich.
Sure. What did you learn about?
The Oumuamua recently.
Jason Momoa?
No, not Jason Momoa. The Oumuamua. Do you remember 2017? The flying asteroid that I didn't know if it was an asteroid or was a comet. The long shape thing that I don't know what it was and why wasn't it important. Crazy things. There's an astrophysicist who did a study, and he did up a hypothesis or a theory. Neil deGrasse's talk show. By the way, check it out. It's really good. I don't know if you've seen it. And it's just, yeah, it's because remember when they started showing it, they didn't know what it was because usually comets have a tail of exhaling of ice, you know. When the sun, the radiation of the sun hits the asteroids, the ice that is literally hitting the compacts of the cracks of the rock or whatever it is, it starts releasing because it's being melted or sublimed, I think that's the proper term, when from ice turns into gas really fast, like, you know, like dry ice. That's why you never see a liquid, because it just literally just turns into gas. So yeah, I was learning about that.
So what did they find out about?
They still don't know. They know that it could be some type of different type of gas. It could be, because it's not just one type of liquid, you know, or it could be hydrogen. It could have been like a different type that could cause for this interstellar that came from another galaxy that just got in here. And then the reason why it was going really fast, because, you know, it's not in our gravitational pull, because we're going the opposite way, and the thing is going like this, you know, because it's not, it's just passing by. So they couldn't figure it out because it didn't have no tail, and usually comets have tails. That's what you see at night. You see like a bright, you know, you see the bright, like on a asteroid, or I think comet, you see, yeah, the tail of the rock, you see this is really bright, but this didn't have any of that. And that's what made it really confusing, because they're like, oh, it doesn't have that. So they're trying to figure out if it was some type of hydrogen or some type of liquid that was causing this to pretty much, I'm butchering this, but to pretty much expel energy.
Danny, you can't see the bullshit.
No.
You gotta be strong in your convictions.
No, Jason. I'm not the one who did the study, Jason. I didn't study this for...
Hey, but if you say you're bullshitting it, people aren't gonna believe you anymore.
Hey, well, anyways, yeah. Some theories that just says that it was a different type that didn't cause any tail. Any type of hydrogen, liquid that was just evaporating really fast and causing it to propel. Others say that it was just, I don't know.
You know, every now and then we do hear about...
That's like the easiest way to say it, but I don't think it was.
Every now and then we hear about an asteroid or meteor or something that's coming towards Earth and it's going to be the death of us all. Then it doesn't happen. But then you never hear about it not happening. Or like where it goes. Like there's a bunch of news about it's coming for us, it's on its way, it might hit us, it's if it takes this projectile... or this projection, whatever, it's gonna hit us, then it's just gone.
It's not gone forever.
No, I know, but it goes what? What do you mean? The same meteor. Oh, okay.
Think about this, Jason. Think about this. The solar system. You see the solar system displays you see?
Yes.
Okay, think about that. All mm-hmm. right. That all has. We are literally going around the sun because the sun, it has a great, huge mass.
According to sun.
That has pull on. Okay, call it the sun. Einstein, okay? Einstein predicted this way before we got it correct. So pretty much the sun is sitting down. All right, since it's really heavy, and all of us in that little, he makes like a dip. I think that's probably the easiest way to explain it. Somebody else can explain it this way better. It dips it, and that's the gravitational pull that pulls all of us. So think about that. The asteroids are just, I think, asteroids or comets. I don't know. We need to get a physicist here, but yeah. But anyways, it just goes around, like same thing as the sun going all around the solar system. Those rocks go around the solar system too. And there's one in particular, I think it's called Helix. I think that's a comet. You only see it it passes by Earth every 75 years, I think. 76 years, something like that. So you only get to see that comet only once in your lifetime.
Depends.
Maybe. Yeah. So some of them just come back around. And that's why that Oumuamua is, that one came from a different galaxy. That one came from somewhere else.
Snickers galaxy.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe? Or maybe? And that one was just coming in and went like passing my eyes. But I don't know how it was going faster than. They don't know. I'm like, how the fuck is this going faster? You don't see no nucleus. You don't see no mass. You don't see no gas or what a comet will, releasing gas. So some people could be saying that there's radiation, apparently. You know?
What the comet / meteor, whatever it is, has radiation on?
Everything has radiation, Jason.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You and I. Yeah.
Interesting way to start here when this spooky Sunday tangent. Oh, they're going to start
in the fourth dimension.
What about the fifth dimension, Danny? Let's talk Interstellar if you want it.
Well, the fourth dimension is time.
You know what? Let's not get you started. How about that? You know what?
Go for it. No, I don't know. No. Let's keep going. We're gonna be here all day?
No. I don't know if... no offense to you at all, Danny, okay?
No. Yeah.
I don't know if either one of us know enough about science and the solar system to be given a podcast about it. We barely know enough about the stuff we already talk about, which is nonsense.
It literally nonsense.
Yeah. But it's very interesting what you're talking about. I wonder if we could just play someone else's podcast on our podcast.
I just want to see if we could get a regular astrophysicist here who works. There's a lot in your area, Jason. There should be a lot of down South California.
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that? Because isn't it... what's it called, the university? Baker's? No. What's the university that Mr. Datomic... Mr. Nuclear Bomb... Mr. Manhattan Project... Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
What's the university called?
I thought it was Stanford.
Is it California?
Stanford is in Northern California, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, still. It's in California.
California.
So astrophysicists,
Sure. They all hang out over here in the bars and Hollywood.
I thought there was a...
I don't know. I think it was Stanford that he was at.
Okay.
I think Tesla or Musk, that Musk guy, had some. He was basing something out of Southern California, I believe. But he moved to Texas because he's Musk. So we don't have to touch on that. Thank you everybody for joining us this morning. If you're hearing us on a podcast, thank you for listening. Don't forget to give us the 5 stars or whatever it is that you give us, that some sort of appraisal. If you're not watching us live on youtube.com/@sideboardtangents yet, why don't you catch us live at youtube.com/@ Sunday morning tangents. Most Sunday mornings, if not all Sunday mornings. If we're not on all Sunday mornings, sorry, life happens. We don't get paid for this. We do this for funsies, for you and all of
you
us.
You guys don't have nothing to do on Sunday mornings.
What is everyone doing? Going to
what
brunch?
What is it doing right now?
It's brunch sounds so good right now, though. Some emotions.
Jason, you know that brunch is a luxury?
Brunch?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
But it is.
Well, I mean, it depends how you're brunching, though.
Jason, it is.
Because if brunch I have, like, pancakes and eggs in my house right now, like at 11 a.m., it's brunch. Pour myself
okay, you're
going to
have zucchini pancakes for $17.
Zucchini pancakes?
And, you know, some type of chorizo chilaquiles.
Okay.
You know, sounds and then good. The mimosa, that's really like $37, Jason.
I had avocado toast this morning. I made myself avocado toast.
Okay, that's nice of you.
Thanks.
Didn't offer anything.
OJ. You were asleep. This was like at 7 in the morning.
Why do you wake up so early?
My body woke me up at 3 a.m. today.
Just chill in bed for a second.
I did. I went back to sleep for another 3 hours, but I don't know. I haven't been sleeping too great this week. My body keeps waking me up. It doesn't want
to
stay asleep.
Jason.
It's okay. We just... No, it's fine. We can move on.
What did you say? What are we doing today?
Let's move on here. Danny, I watched Terrifier 3 yesterday.
Oh! Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's one... You know what, actually? It's a very nasty movie. It's... I just have a
you
question.
You were talking about that with Dennis yesterday, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what... What is going through these writers' minds whenever they come up with these type of ideas of what they do in these movies? Like if somebody were to read a journal, right? And in the journal, it's a script about... It's the Terrifier script. People are going to think, oh, this person is not okay. There's something wrong in their head, right? I don't know, maybe. It's just some really... It's some really sick stuff and...
But you like it?
It's going places, Danny, that I was not expecting. The first one, I don't know if you remember the first one very well.
Yeah.
Our art is a killer clown, right? Second
creepy.
One.
I mean, he's
creepy,
really
creepy.
They did a really good job on the making a new type of monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really creepy killer clown. Creepy killer clown. It's a tongue twister right there. The second one. Spoilers. Apparently, there's a super power sword. I don't know if you remember that either. I had to finish.
I need to watch it again because I don't think I did. Because I think I saw the movie and then I'm like, I'll watch this later and it wasn't on the platform I wanted to see it.
You need to watch the second one before you watch the third one. You need to. Or else the third one's going to make even less sense than what it already did towards the end of the movie. Because the last 20 minutes or so of the movie. It was like, what is... It goes... I was not expecting it, but it gets a little satanic. And I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy stuff.
I mean, it seems like it's going that way. To be honest, Jason, I don't think it's going to be as fucked up for me. For me. Not for everybody. For me. A person who saw the centipede.
I've seen a human centipede.
The human centipede. And there's still one of the grossest scenes in my head. Still,
we don't have to talk
about
it. You don't have.
I'm not gonna talk about it. But it's one of the grossest scenes I ever seen in my entire life. That to me, that will always be the grossest thing ever. Plus, I already seen dead people into pieces. So, I mean, what more can I see to give me gross? To be honest, Jason, I'm not gonna lie to you.
The human centipede is gross because it's just like a grotesque thing to watch, and it's like a, you know, it's throw up and gaga and shit like that. I think blood gross is a different type of gross.
Not for me, but yeah, for other people, yeah, I can see that. I can really see.
I don't know what it says about me, but I'd rather watch blood gross than throw up and
yes
and gaga gross.
Yes.
I don't know what that says about us then.
It's
not really sick stuff. At some point during the movie, I was wondering to myself, why do we watch this? But anyways,
because when something like that happens, Jason, you already have in your mind, you know.
It's just that guy. Spoilers ahead for the third one. That he kills kids. Mm-hmm. There's like so little remorse for it. It's insane. Like that's where he got a little bit like, holy shit, this is more fucked up somehow than the previous ones.
Oh, that's the point of a fucked up shit, isn't? You think Freddy Krueger? They didn't show Freddy Krueger killing little kids how he would in the, you know, in the lore of it. He was actually doing a lot worse things to kids.
They never really show them killing kids.
No, usually. And I guess you're right. You don't have to show him. We already know that he can do all those things, you know, in your mind. Like, you know, if you see, like you said, Freddy Krueger, you can know that he does things like that, but they don't really show it. It's just a scary movie, you know?
I mean,
I
was just going to say, in a lot of movies, they don't show it because, like, sometimes part of the scariness is, like, wondering what they would have done. You know, like they have a gun to somebody's head, and then you don't see anything. You connect the dots yourself.
Well, Terrifier is going above that and showing like, oh, this is what they would do.
It's pretty fucked up.
Denise was telling me about it. She
saw it.
No. People talking. She sent me some of the clips and the people's reaction, just the reaction. One of the scenes that even the actor was like, wanted to keep to stop because he needed to gag because it was one of the hardest scenes he had.
Which one? Which scene was it?
Do you remember? I don't know. Didn't show the scene. It was just talking about one of the scenes that it was just like, it was making him want to gag. So.
Yeah, it could have been any of them. But you're right.
Overall, Jason, did you like it? Like a slasher?
It's tough to say if I ever like any of the three movies, honestly. Because I can't say I enjoy watching them. Because it's not complete enjoyment watching them. Yeah. It's, I don't even know. Is it a good horror movie? Sure. Yeah. It's scary. It's a horror movie. You know, if you know what you're getting yourself into. It's like a step above slasher, though. Like a couple of steps probably above slasher. Because, it's a slasher, but it's levels of it. Where it's just
they made money. They're gonna keep making more.
Oh, Danny, they are going to make another one. The scene with the rats. I don't want to spoil it for Danny. Oh man.
Oh, yeah. She just said.
No, she didn't, Danny. Oh, she didn't it. They did. I bet you they didn't even show all of what was actually supposed to be filmed because some of it was like they were shot in a way where they didn't show every single thing, and it was strange because they were showing every single thing except for this. So this feels like it was maybe one of the things where they were like, maybe let's not show everything. Yeah, that scene was messed up. I went to watch it with Jonathan. He was covering his eyes a couple times.
Yeah, I'll be like this. I want to go see it. I don't know. Denise will not go see it with me, so I have to find somebody who will go see that movie with me.
It's the type of stuff where like, at some point, it just got like, not funny, but it got comical the way that it was, that they were doing things. Like, it was just like, what the fuck? You know, that's what I was like. But he's up there, man. He's up there as one of the scariest figures right now. There's a few other ones, Danny. And today, we're going to talk about them. Ba-ba-ba-da-dum.
Jason.
It's a good transition.
It's funny because we take forever and then we're like, oh shit.
We run out of time. Yeah.
Well, we're not out of time.
He gave us a 5-minute soliloquy of about astrophysicists and solipsism.
This is just like the dirty, like the most basic I can think of. So.
Of what?
You know, physics. Physics is so, you know, it's fun.
Oh man. You know, I think like anything, right? I always say I don't like science because I didn't do well in science.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like science. I just don't have the brain capacity to understand it all. So it gets me to be like, I just need somebody to explain it to me in more simpler terms.
Yeah.
Does Neil deGrasse Tyson do that?
Oh, Jason.
In the simplest terms? Well, yeah. You know what I want more of? I want more Interstellar. I want more movies that are going to teach me. Probably just documentaries, I guess, but whatever.
We'll there's a lot. I mean, four dimensions. Five dimensions.
Don't let me leave, Murph!
And there's also some type of science to all these monsters, though.
So what we have here on the screen, if you're not watching and you're just listening to this on the podcast, we'll try to keep up. I know Doug is out there listening on the podcast. Appreciate you. We are going to tier some of the classic horror movie, classic, not so classic, some of them are new, horror movie characters, icons. We have, I'm just going to list them off for those who are not watching. I have Annabelle, Art the Clown. And that, well, as I was saving these, thank you. As I was saving these, I was like, you know what, let's add the Barbarian Girl. And then as I was putting in the names, I was saving all of them. And then I was like, let's call her Barbara. I don't remember if she had a name or not, but I called her Barbara the Barbarian.
No. Huge spoiler in a way, Jason. But then again, I get it.
Oh, you mean having it on here?
Yes. Yeah, Jason. Because you know the part of the movie. You know how it starts, right?
Yeah.
And then it switches so much that we're like, right. That's the surprise.
By the way, have you seen the trailer for his new movie? Companion, I think it's called?
No.
Yeah, he's got a new movie coming out called it's called Companion. I think it looks pretty good. This guy's not something. Okay. Chucky, Freddy Krueger, Ghostface, Hannibal Lecter, and I debated putting in the Mads Mikkelsen Hannibal Lecter because Danny, Mads Mikkelsen, the better Hannibal. Jason Voorhees, Jigsaw, Leatherface, long legs and his beautiful lips. Michael Myers, The Nun.
Yeah, that's a good one. No, that's a good one. Yeah.
Pennywise. I put the new one because I'd never seen the original. Predator. Not sure why I put Predator. I don't know if I don't consider those horror movies. Maybe that's my fault. Trick or Treat. The little guy from Trick or Treat. That's for you, Danny. That's for you. That guy.
Thank you. No, thank you. Yeah.
And Xenomorph. The Xenomorph, I believe, is from one of the newer ones. I
think that's from The Covenant.
The Covenant, yeah. Which stopped getting scary. I do think the first two are like horror movies.
Even
Romulus. One. Yeah, you're right.
By the way, fun thing about Romulus, the director, what's his name? I forgot his name. What's his name? Alvarez, something like that?
Oh, Fede Alvarez.
Fede Alvarez. They're releasing on December 3rd a VHS version of Romulus.
Did you see the cover?
Wow. Yeah. It looks really cool. I was like, oh, it looks really cool. That shit is going to sold out quick.
Real quick.
But, yeah.
Buy a couple, sell one. I don't do that.
Jason, I like this list. I like this list.
Who am I missing?
You forgot a couple. Exorcist.
Okay. I'll let you keep going before I give my reasoning.
But then again, you're right. It's just a demon. We're not going to show the demon there. No, this is a good list, Jason. I'm just trying to see I think you got everybody.
My thought process.
What? Yeah. Franchises. You were looking at franchises, right?
Well, I was looking for more, like, The Exorcist, everyone knows Reagan, but I don't know, in my head, she's not, like, the horror icon killer type of thing.
You're right.
So, in my head, it didn't completely, now that I say it, I shouldn't have added Predator, whatever. Like, these other ones, like, they're known to be the killers. I mean, Hannibal I only put on there because, you know, shout out to Silence of the Lambs and Hannibal. So some of these are, as we do this, Danny, everyone knows that these tiers that we make are never consistent. So, you know.
No. I like this, Jason. Thank you for taking your time to do this.
Consistently inconsistent. So I like Annabelle. You got to put Annabelle. I mean, she's also just another possessed thing, but she does some pretty wild stuff, especially in that last one, which Danny, I know that the last Annabelle, you weren't a big fan of. I enjoyed it for how ridiculous it was. I actually think it was the better Annabelle movie.
It was ridiculous.
It was so stupid.
It was ridiculous. I get it. But I get why they chose it to look like that, because it does look scary.
It looks scary. Yeah. Shout out to The Exorcist, though. Like, no shade. No shade at all.
Oh, no shade, no, no shade.
No shade, no shade, no shade. All right, let's get started here, Danny. I put the tiers here. Super scary, being the scariest. Scary, spooky, meh, not scary. Spooky, like, I don't know, like the Sam from Trick or Treat might be like spooky, not scary. If I see that guy, it's like, ooh, that little kid, it's like, ooh, spooky. Spoilers, I guess, for where we're going to put things. But, you know, it's like, meh. We'll figure it out once we get here. I don't know how many are going to land under not scary, though.
There's some in there that's not really, really? Scary. To be honest, not that it's not scary. It's just like...
We'll get there. We'll get there. I already spoiled one of them. Let's not...
Okay, go.
Let's start with Annabelle. And Danny, I don't know how we're going to rank these, honestly. Like, what do we consider scary and how are they scary and all that, but...
How about this? Mm-hmm. Picture just all of this. Picture them. There's a hall. Okay. There's in your house. You have a hall, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of dark at the end of the hall, and all you see is a thing standing right there. And all you see is a little bit. It's not too. Not the light barely reaches, and all you see is just that thing is just standing there. Yeah. Picture like that, and if it's scary or not.
I'm gonna say Annabelle's spooky.
Okay.
Annabelle's spooky to me. She's not scary. I'm not like, meh. I'm going to be like, what the fuck is that? Fucking little doll. That's spooky.
You and I think it's the same, Jason. No, you and I think it's the same. The thing, though, I hated dolls when I was growing up. I do hate fucking dolls.
Oh, my God. My dear loved them. She had them all over her living room. Oh. We would sleep over, stay in the living room, dolls everywhere. Never know which one's going to turn on and stab you. Remember Dead Silence? The one with the killer puppets, I think?
Yes.
Snuck in the theater. Yeah. That one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was scary.
I remember sleeping. My sister used to pull. My mom would tell them, organize all your dolls. And my bedroom, my bed was in front of all the little cabinet where they used to have all the dolls all there.
Mm.
Line up and just looking at me. And I hated fucking dolls like that. But now, yeah, they're scary. But I would say more like it's spooky. Yeah, if I see Annabelle like that, it's just spooky. Because you don't right away just start like, oh, shit. It's when she starts fucking moving.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Shout out to Annabelle. Next up, we got one of the heavy hitters these days, Danny, with Dark Tower.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's super scary. Like, especially with these other two, like... He's as scary as it gets. The zero remorse, he has so much fun killing. Honestly, I keep wondering what's wrong with people that I really like him. I don't really like him.
What's wrong with people? It's because they want to feel scared. I mean, they like the feeling of that. Like, oh shit, look at that. The edginess of him. So he is pretty scary. What's his name, by the way?
Art. It's Art the Clown.
Art the Clown. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that guy's super
By scary. The way, they have a animatronic, the Spirit Halloween.
I've seen that on the gram.
Wait to see it with the knees. It looks pretty scary. Like, if you do some type of little bit, like, makeup and put it somewhere where it's, like, in the dark or whatever, you'll get scared.
Nah, I don't fuck with that. Nah, I don't trust it. I wouldn't do that. If I see that in the wild, I'm running away. He's the scariest one on here, Danny.
Yeah. No,
he's
yeah.
The scariest one. Moving on.
Oh, there's another one that was say scary, but yeah.
Moving on here to Barbara the Barbarian.
Jason, this movie surprised you so much, and not just you, me too. But this movie, it got us all. I was like, this change. This movie was so different, and it's so well. Like, we liked it not because it was super scary, but because. The change of pace and also the monster and also how all the stories, those two stories, it combine it.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, what a surprise. Man, the scenes, it was a surprise and it's scary. I do gotta say, it's scary.
You gonna say scary on this one?
I would say, no, not super scary. No, this is actually, I don't know, because if you were where, I don't want to spoil the movie though, because... It's just the scenes.
I'm going to say scary on her.
Just well, that's because what
I could be her baby.
Except that.
and it'll be scary every day, but I know that there's going to be kind of like, oh, if I'm just playing my cards right, I could be able to get away with this.
It is scary. This is a situation that she puts you in. It's scary.
Yeah, yeah. The setting, like, and everything.
Think about it. Yeah, think about it. Where you are, and you have no idea where you are, and she, like, literally controls that place.
The situation, that is scary. The situation is super scary. Her, scary.
Scary, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you agree?
Scary. Yeah.
Okay, let's do scary on this one.
Barbara, it's like a Nawal. It's like a.
She's just misunderstood too. Like, it's not her fault.
Okay, dude. I don't know.
I have sympathy for her. She didn't like. She didn't know any other way.
I guess. I guess this is what we can really talk about. People need to see this movie. A lot of people have not seen this movie.
Which is kind of crazy because it hit streaming services, it got very popular again, and people were talking about it. But then it died down, and I'm sure a lot of people missed out on it. But
yeah,
it's definitely worth a watch, a thriller watch. Moving on here to the classic Chucky.
To me, that's scary.
That's a spooky for me, Danny. Maybe even meh. I used to be super scared of it when I was a kid.
That's what, okay. Well, I was really scared with that. Chucky was like my only thing, though. I'm like, fuck you. I don't want to have that fucking doll here.
How strong could it be, though? That's just like, that's what gets me. Because I know that it's a man living in that doll. But it's not like the doll could have super strength. Because it's just a possessed doll.
I don't know. About it, Jason. If you have a fucking doll chasing you with a fucking knife,
kick that thing. I'm gonna get some yellow pages.
I do.
I'm gonna get yellow pages wrapped around my shin. I'm gonna get some shin guards. I'm gonna get some steel toe boots, and I'm gonna kick that thing around. What's he gonna do? Stab my leg?
I will say.
I got yellow books. Yellow pages. There you go. Yellow pages.
Okay, I guess, but it's just to me, I will say it's scary because that fucking little shit, you can't do nothing about it. It's just the face, Jason. It's just the face, that fucking...
Little shitbag face.
Little shitbag that I'm like, you see those little dolls? You can buy the doll. People are like, oh, I want Chucky. Have you seen those collections of people having... I've been watching so many videos of people's collections of horror stuff. And it's crazy, man. They have like... You have the nun, like, big statue of the nun in the corner. They'll have, like, Chucky doll right there.
It's all funny games until that head moves to the side.
But I will say, I see what you mean, spooky. Because, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to be like, now I'm like, come on, me bitch. But.
You know what? In solidarity with my 5-year-old, 6-year-old self, Chucky's scary. That's fair.
He is scary. Yeah, that's fair.
I remember one day when I was like 6 or 7, I thought I finally conquered the fear after watching the trailers on TV. And then it was on TV, I don't remember what channel, and I was like, you know what? I could do this. And regretted it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't even go into Spencer's. I couldn't go into the Spencer's store, gift shop store, because Chucky's were all around. Was there.
They used to have it more often now. You know, the crazy now, those go for so much money now. People are looking for those all the time.
No regrets in not buying it. Fuck that guy. Next up is Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger, Danny, to me, super scary. He's got you in your dreams. He's talking shit on you while he's doing it too. Like, he'll just like drop a diss track about you while he's killing you. And he's just tormenting. Remember the one where the bed one where the blood just splurts out of the bed? Freddy Krueger, super scary. He is.
No, I agree. The reason why I agree, because you know how I dream a lot. That shit will fuck me up. Dude, and I remember in the second one, like, I think they were trying to stay awake so much that people were like trying to not to fall asleep. I think the first one too. Because you literally cannot go to sleep. Because this motherfucker will go inside your dreams and like start doing things to you. Like I said, this is one of the things where they don't show what really he could do on the screen. Because if this was a real monster, he would do way worse things to you.
I mean, his lore is that he was... I don't remember. Was he
a child molester?
Yeah, okay, he was.
Yeah.
He was a child molester, then burned the school down?
They burn him. Yeah, they burn... They burn him. The people of the village burn him down. The village. Oh, the town or whatever.
The town, yeah. But he was already a child molester when he was alive.
Yeah, like, yeah, he was a child molester.
Yeah, this guy's super scary.
He is super scary.
Okay.
No, he is.
Yeah. Freddy Krueger's, I mean, he's already scary looking with his stupid knife hands.
Yeah.
Ugh. And like I said, then he's just talking shit. He's going to get down to my insecurities and just go to work on me.
He literally is. It's like if a human being were to be a demon. That's what demons do. They try to gain insecurities, to try to, like, whatever they can to bring you down, to destroy yourself so they can destroy you easily. That's scary.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. Excuse me.
Next up here, we have Ghostface. And Danny, this one, I've been starting off on all of these. I'm sorry. He's just a little more spooky to me.
He's just spooky. I agree.
Borderline meh. Especially in the first one where he's just running around tripping over everything. And I know it's a bunch of different ghost faces out there. And, you know, some are more competent than the
other. Cool design, though. Cool design.
Classic design. Remember the one? Classic. Remember the Halloween costumes where it had the blood on the thing? And you squeezed
I used to have that one, Jason. That was my first Halloween costume ever. When I came back here.
Okay, you're already a little older.
I was at 12. Yeah, that was my first.
That's a classic.
My first Halloween. And I would go like this with my, and I had a scythe. I didn't know, you know, back then, my mom was like, you should get a scythe because it looked like death. I haven't seen the movie back then. No, I didn't know. And I'll press the little heart and I'll be like the blood coming out. I have a picture of me somewhere. But yeah.
Oh, those grown-ups are looking like, look at that stupid little kid. He's ghost face with a scythe. What a loser.
Yeah, I know. But imagine with the scythe. But to me, he's not that spooky. I was able to do it. So I think you're right. It's a meh, Jason.
Meh?
It's a meh for me.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm down for a meh. He's a meh. He just runs around, trips on everything. Yeah, not much to talk about.
Okay.
It depends which one, but I think most of them are kind of just like, they always just get lucky that they're dealing with other people who just don't shoot before they ask or before they talk.
It's so stupid. This is what pisses me off. Yeah. The last one, when the guy, one of the main guys died, remember the chief? Well, I don't want to say what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just like, why would you not shoot again?
Just do it. Like, at some point, Dana always talks about this too. It's just like, they always hit them to the ground and they never double check if they're dead, or they never just shoot the head.
No.
What is it from Zombieland? One of the rules was
I
forget what it was called.
Always shoot the head or something?
No, but it was like, shoot them twice. Like, double check that. I forget what it was.
Yes.
It was like, just make sure they're dead. So. Next up we got here is Hannibal the Cannibal. You see him standing at the end of the hallway. That's scary, but
he's not really scary, Jason. Okay, the things that he does and the things that he can do to you, that is terrifying. He's like Terrifier, but in a nicer way, in a classical way. If Terrifier has some type of sense of like classiness and like eating fine food and stuff like that, that's Hannibal. You know, he's a smart man. That's what's scary about him. But if we're rating this on based on how they look, Jason, he's not scary.
And then if he looks like Mads Mikkelsen, it's gonna be scary he's gonna do to me that night.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Maybe I'll kiss him. We were talking about when we were in Oregon, we'd talk about who I'll kiss.
Yeah, he was saying a lot.
Maybe Mads, if he comes up to me dressed as Hannibal.
No, you know what? He smokes a lot of cigarettes, though.
Oh, never mind. I don't mess with that.
Yeah.
Is this? Smokes a lot. I don't know if I've heard. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you a horror story real quick. All right.
Okay.
This is a terrible horror story, and this person is no way they're listening to this at all, and there's no way they're gonna listen to this. But when I was working in the newsroom, and I was working on our paper, and I had my lifestyle editor come around, and she's looking at her papers like on my computer, and she's got really close because she was looking at something, and she's a very smoked a lot of cigarettes. She smoked a lot. She always reeked those cigarettes. She always reeked the cigarettes. But she was a good photographer, and she was good at lifestyle. She was a good lifestyle editor. And this one time,
lifestyle, and she smoked.
Well, lifestyle is like pop culture type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And we're working on something, and I turn around to ask her something. And she was so close to me, and she did a lot, like a big breath, where she opened her mouth and said something. And it was like right on my face, Danny. Her breath went into my mouth. It was, I don't even know why she was that close. It was so disgusting. I just tasted the cigarettes. It was horrifying. Golly gee. Still haunts me.
Oh, Jason, I have a similar thing with one of my, some person that I, oh, I have, and this is the worst thing though. Imagine like the acidic of your gut. You know when you have like heartburn or something like that?
Yeah.
Plus the smokiness. Oh. And the nut, like if the smell of a tooth decay.
Oh no.
I swear to God, Jason. Swear to God, this is not bullshitting. That happened to me.
If you're lying, you're trying not to.
If I'm lying, I'm trying really not to. That happened to me, and that was I can picture that. That's why I explained to you how it smelled, because that to me is how it smelled. And I was so disgusting the day. I didn't want to eat. I was just like, it was that bad.
That sounds terrible.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying. Dana says, Dewey went back to do that, and he died. So he went back to kill. He needs to go back with a little more conviction, get, you know, shoot from a distance, you know. They always get so close to shoot. Anyways, Hannibal, what did we land on?
It's just the looks. The things that they do, they all can do horrible things. We know this. We know that all done horrible
things.
Good clarifier,
things. Danny. Good clarifier.
It's not that. It's just how we see them as, like, if you see them as scary. So, Jason, for me, is spooky. Just spooky.
Not scary to you, Jason Voorhees.
No, because I seen men like with. I'm like, okay, the fuck are you there? You some crazy ass motherfucker? Okay, come on, me bitch. And then I say that, I start like, then he's run! I'll go.
It's just tough for me, Danny, to put him under Chucky, though.
Jason for me,
under Chucky.
The reason why it's scary for me, Jason.
You mean spooky? You mean spooky?
Chucky. Oh, okay. The reason why for me Chucky is scary is it's a fucking doll possessed by a person. This is just a big human being with a machete. Yeah, scary. Guy coming in. It is scary. I'm not saying it's not.
But he's also not really a human being, right?
No, he's what, like a zombie in a way?
He's kind of like a zombie, yeah.
Look, Jay, I don't be fine if you put him as scary because you're right. Jason is like, you will be like those girls from the 80s movies.
I think it cut out, but we saw your face. If you didn't see that, go to youtube.com/@sunwarningtangents.
But you know the screen that they do? Yeah. I can see how it can be scary.
I feel like we wouldn't be too spooked by him, and then we'd die from it. Because I could kind of see where you're going with just spooky, not scary. But somebody's coming at me with a machete. It's still going to be scary to me.
Remember, if somebody comes with a machete, they're going to go like this first, right? So when they do that, you really try to avoid that. And then if you have a little knife, you stab it in the neck and you bring it down like this. Uh-huh. And that's it. That's all it took. They're done. They're going to bleed out. They're going to have a few seconds.
What if they come from the side? What if they come from the side over here?
Oh, from the side? Just like step back. Really step back. Don't trip. Don't trip. Like in Shogun. Sorry, I just watched episode 7. Stupid way he died. I was like, are you kidding me?
I cannot believe it. I was like, That sucked because you like there was so much expectations and hopes for that kid, huh?
What an amazing show! Yep. But anyways, yeah.
Shout out to Marika.
Mariko.
Is it Ko?
I think it's Mariko.
Okay, shout out to her.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you're right, Marika. Maybe I have to
pay attention. You're the one watching it right now. Okay. I'm gonna do scary here.
I'm gonna do scary. Just put scary, Jason. You're right. He a fucking 6'7", almost 7 foot tall, big dude, zombie.
That's what we needed here. We needed their dimensions, huh?
Yeah. No. Their yeah.
Height and weight and.
Because the Barbara girl, she's big.
That's a big bitch.
That's a big bitch.
Lady. You know who I thought about putting on here was the new thing from Romulus.
Jason, that's a good one.
But that one I did think about.
It's spoilers. A spoil.
That one I did think about.
You already said it, though.
Shit.
Jason,
wow, I'm really going full Danny today.
I don't spoil it no more. I try not to spoil it no more. I'm really not trying to spoil it no more. So yeah.
Moving on here to Jigsaw. It's a cute little Jigsaw. You know, I'm not scared of Jigsaw when he's like that.
No. Jason, you can put it, but whatever. To be honest, and let me tell this to the audience. I already seen it. I think I said it before. I have only seen the first one. And never interested me those movies.
You know,
I do have to watch them, though. I do want to watch them.
I don't think you have to. I don't think
it's just, it never really interests me.
I know.
It's not that I was scared.
Oh, I'm scared. I've only seen the second one. I watched the one Spiral, the one with Chris Rock, because I thought it was going to be like more of a murder mystery, because that's how they marketed it as.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that. It was. Nope. And it was a garbage movie.
Okay.
And I think I only watched those two. But at the second one, I was like, no, this isn't what I want to watch. This is just torture porn. That stuff, horrible. Probably my worst nightmare is to be in that sort of situation.
Oh, yeah.
The little guy rolling around on his cute little scooter, not scary, cute. That's cute. Because I just picture like a little kid in it.
It was a little robot, right?
I don't remember. It was like a puppet, I think.
Yeah.
Like he was never in it. It was always an old man. You know what? I lied to you. I watched the first one kind of recently. The first one, not that bad in terms of the torture stuff. And with a lot of crazy fun turns, terrible acting. I'm gonna say not scary for Jigsaw.
No, not scary, Jason, to be honest. They are first not scary.
There we go. Then we got Leatherface here. That's super scary to me, Danny.
No, I was gonna say to you, if a man comes out with a fucking chainsaw, like again, tall motherfucker with the lad of the chainsaw, and he has a fucking face of another human being bleeding out through his cheeks.
Nah.
Fuck that, man. No. That's super scary. I'm not gonna say. By the way, original 70. I've been wanting to watch the original Chainsaw movie. I do still remember because the aesthetic of that movie, because it's 70s and how it is, still scary as fuck.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but I want to see it again because for some reason I'm into the aesthetic. I would say like the color palettes of old VHS and stuff like that, you know, like old movies. And I feel like that one always comes to mind.
Yeah. It's a good watch. Yeah. It's worth it. Don't watch the one with Jessica Biel. You know.
Oh, no.
The one that recently came out on Netflix, I think it was a Netflix. I think it went straight to Netflix. It's all right, too. It's a little gross. It's different story. But you know, classic Leatherface with his Leatherface ways.
You guys love the movie. I mean, the game.
The game was a lot of fun. We haven't played it in a bit, but the game was fun. RIP to Friday the 13th. That was the original, the best one that ever came out with the most fun.
You guys, I missed out on those memories, Jason.
I missed out so bad, Danny. It was so many of us in those parties. It was literally like a whole lobby with just us friends. You missed out.
You guys play when I'm at work, and I do have to find a new job that I can work. Yeah,
I'm just gonna go quit. You need to provide for your family. You got two kids to take care of. Moving on here to Long
Legs. Wait, who? What's his name?
I think it's just Long Legs.
Oh, you're right, you're right. He's just a killer. Yeah, but I forgot. He had a name, I think. By the way, you know this, how the Long Legs is releasing in theaters?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Extra minutes of unreleased footage.
Wait a minute, I didn't see that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something else. I think I was thinking of Interstellar.
Oh, no. Yeah. But yeah, Long Legs coming back. Not spooky, Jason. Just meh. But the things that he says, Jason, that's what's fucking spooky. It's speaking. No, no. Think about it. This just this crazy lady, just or crazy thing they just see in the. I'm telling you, this is how it looks. Not what they do, because of what they do, that thing's one of the top ones too. Long Legs will be one of the tops, because that shit that it does, Jason. I believe it or not, like I can say I do believe. You saw how specific it was. I know the writer knew about stuff like this, Jason. Yeah, he searched. I know he searched stuff like this. I know he searched. So that's fucking scary. I will say, okay, I will say this spooky.
I would say spooky, spooky. As well. Because they got a very spooky look to them. I mean, it's honestly borderline scary the way they look. It looks just disturbing, their appearance. I'm going to say
Long Legs. Long Legs is a movie. Okay, for people who are listening to this, I don't know, but it's not a movie that you have to be scared of a jump scare. Don't worry about that. You don't have to worry about a jump scare. It's just a movie but at the end of the movie, you're going to be like, oh man, I really need to go to church or something.
That's accurate.
I mean, that's it. It's just like, oh shit. So, yeah.
Spooky, Long Legs.
Spooky. Going nice. Spooky. Long Legs, spooky. By the way, one of my favorite horror movies of this year.
Yeah, I think that's a good spot for it. Michael Myers is up next. I was going to say, I didn't even think about the tier for a second. I was going to say the spooky Michael Myers. So I think that already, no.
No, it is spooky. I don't think it's scary. It's not as scary as Jason.
You know what? I think you're onto something here, Danny.
It's not as scary as Jason. The reason why, because he's still a fucking human who fucking somehow, he doesn't fucking die.
Oh, no. He's not even human anymore. I don't know.
I really don't get it, because the whole point of him is that he's not really, I guess we don't know what he is, but he's just a regular man.
But not anymore. But
apparently, after the fucking last one, they fucked it up.
God, man. You know what? Honestly, I want to just put him at meh, because how bad those
second. Put him at meh.
No, I think he's spooky. He's still spooky, no. Danny. No?
Okay, he couldn't put spooky, but that's it, because they fucked up. The first one was okay. The first Halloween movie, we were like, okay, it's going in a good direction.
It was fun.
The second one, dude, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
And Diana says he's daddy.
Oh.
Michael Myers?
I don't know about that.
Or Long Legs. Mads Mikkelsen, are you behind? Michael Myers, he's dead.
Do you know? You know about the mask, right? The fun fact about the mask.
Yeah. The one actor, I forget his name, but
from Star Trek.
What's his name? I can't remember his name right now.
I forgot his name. Huh.
Oh well.
Okay.
Moving on to The Nun.
Number one, super scary.
She's not number. Artist
Jason, here. Jason, are you fucking telling me?
Danny,
are you fucking telling me she's not gonna be?
I got angels all around. I got angels all around.
I know your room. Yeah. Okay. But imagine that scene.
Which one?
Where from The Conjuring? I think it's from The Conjuring, where they're in the church and then there's a.
That's like not The Conjuring.
Is it? Which one is it? Would they have a poster and then not a poster like a
oh a no they're in a house thing? I think they're in the Warren's house, I think.
Okay. Shit. Yeah.
No, I may be wrong. But okay.
I thought it was a chair, but never mind. I may be wrong too. But it's just that scene, dude.
Somebody is
just
painting.
Coming out of nowhere. Okay. Yes. And that scene, just imagine just thing just coming out. And out of nowhere in the dark, and all you see is like the smile and the face and the portrait of a nun. Fuck that, Jason. To me, that's super scary.
To me, that's scarier than the Terrifier a little bit. A little bit.
Okay. We could put that down as super scary. That's okay with me.
Nobody will want to be in a room with somebody dressed up like that.
But what if she's a nun? What if she's just there to help and she's just really ugly?
No.
She's got bad teeth. Just a nun with bad teeth.
I don't like that these movies are naming the demons. You're not supposed to name demons by their name because you're calling them.
What was the name in The Conjuring 2? And the second one when they're in England?
No, I don't care.
Something with a B.
No.
Danny.
That's the name of the nun.
That's the name of the demon. Baktar,
Baklava. Okay.
Baklava. No, it's not Baklava. That sounds really good right now, though.
It's Baklava.
I could go for some Baklava.
Okay. Don't ever name
Bashdadi Bash.
Jason, you came out. It came to my mind right now, but I'm not gonna say
you,
it.
Oh, so. You know it. You know it. What was it?
I know it. I'm not gonna say happen.
Babadook. No, not the Babadook.
Which, by the way, that's a spooky one. By the way, that's a spooky one. That's that a spooky, monster, dude.
I didn't know if it was, but like the Babadook, and maybe it's just
a story.
It's more about like you know the tribulations of being a mother, more than
yeah. But the monster itself is scary.
This monster itself is scary, but if you see the monster, no, I don't know. Maybe I should have. I thought about that. Then I thought about It Follows. And then I thought about The Witch. And then I thought about other ones where I was like, these aren't movies that are typically trying to make the scariest monster.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This is centerpiece. There's no. Yeah, they're not this. Like already monsters are like okay, this is what the monster like franchise monsters. Okay.
So we landed with the nun. That's super scary. We're gonna move on here to Pennywise.
Hey Georgie, you wanna come down? I got a surprise for you.
With your accent, your Latino accent. It sounds funny. It sounds good. I like it. That's a good one, Danny.
Scary.
Not super scary for you.
No.
What if you see him in the drain? In the drains, and then he gets. That's when he goes.
Oh, that is super scary.
See, that one's super scary.
That is super scary.
I'm not afraid of clowns or anything like that.
Yeah, although, me neither.
We got two clowns here.
I know we have two clowns, but. People hate clowns.
People hate clowns.
People hate clowns.
I don't. If you want to say scary, I'm okay with that, Danny. I'm okay with that.
You gonna say spooky? Because
I was gonna say super scary. I was gonna say super, but if you want to just say scary, that's okay with me. Looks like you don't hear nothing.
Kind of looks like anyway, like you know, Terrifier too. Yeah, you're right. He's super. I mean, an alien, a fucking alien who can transform to whatever. He's pretty cool though, because he's an alien.
He's pretty cool.
He's not a demon. He's not a demon, but he's an alien. Oh, sorry, I just spoiled it, huh? People should know about this time that he's an alien.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's an alien, and then also. He uses the powers of like what's it called Freddy Krueger, in a way. More like, yeah.
To get your deepest, darkest fears.
And he is like a terrifier. He's like 3-in-1 in a way.
It's kind of a cheat code. Makes him scary, not super scary.
Yeah. So I would say super scary. People do hate Pennywise. Okay. I still remember the scene from the old one.
Since
I was a kid.
You know, all I remember from the old one, the original, is do you remember that phase in YouTube where it was a bunch of Spanish dubs, like funny Spanish dubs? It's just stupid stuff like that, yeah. And it was just that's all I remember from Pennywise from the originals.
Oh, I remember the ice cream scene.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
So the kids, he's like, I think he's like serving ice cream, I think, or somebody serving ice cream, if I remember correctly. And then the kids go out to the ice cream truck, and then he's serving them ice cream. And then one of the kids is eating ice cream, he's like licking the ice cream, and then there's an eyeball in it. Just putting the kids' body parts in the ice cream.
Mm.
Yeah.
Super scary. You said it.
Scary. Super scary. It is scary. You're right.
Moving on here to Predator. That face is super scary, Danny. I don't like that face.
It's not scary to me that I will get scared, but it's seeing a fucking alien right in front of me, who's not going to get scared. And be like, what the fuck?
I'm going to have for just scary on this one.
That's what I think so, too. It's not like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking die, but...
Well...
I mean, yeah, he can easily kill me really fast, but...
Really fast.
He doesn't... But I'm not running. I need to be a prey first.
I'm down for scary. I'm
yeah.
A scary friend, yeah.
Okay.
That's not too bad. It's not too bad. Here we got Sam from Trick or Treat.
I love Sam from Trick or Treat.
I know you love him. He's a spooky for me.
He's not scary. He's spooky. You only see his real face once.
Pumpkin face.
It's just a pumpkin face.
I thought about having that picture as the one.
Nah, he's spooky. Sam is spooky. I'm going to start watching my Halloween traditional movies pretty soon. Trick or Treat is
one of them. What's on your list? What else?
Trick or Treat, Nightmare Before Christmas. You know, the typical Halloween movies that I would watch. And now I saw the Maxine. It's on HBO.
It's on Max now, yeah.
And I need to watch Terrifier 2.
Terrifier 2 is still, I think, Halloween movie, so you're good. Terrifier 3 is a Christmas movie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I watched that in the holidays.
What's another one that I saw recently? Oh, no, I haven't seen the Halloween, anything Halloween. No, I think those are the ones. Then Eli likes to watch Halloween Town.
Okay.
You know, we've been to the...
Yeah, we went to... What's this city called? St. Helens?
St. Helens.
St. Helens. Shout out St. Helens. Shout out. And the last one here is a Xenomorph.
That's fucking super scary.
That's way scarier than what a Predator looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scary.
And Predator is worst nightmare, too. They're the worst enemy. An enemy that cannot never be eliminated ever. An enemy that it's biological. The perfect being, like what, remember? What's his name? From the Covenant. Oh, God, what's his name? Oh, I forgot his name with it.
Karma with a C says, nah, I'd win. There you go. Against two, though. This is Xenomorph? Against a Predator?
I guess.
Who do you think you could take on from this list, Danny?
Chucky. It may be Hannibal. That's it. To be honest, yeah. Well, besides the Jigsaw little robot thing, I just kick him down in the fucking floor. But fuck you. I think he probably has like some type of bomb or something. You know how, and then you just die. So I would say Hannibal in that position right now. I'll strap in.
That's a good point. Just stab him while he's strapped in.
Yeah, because Chucky, you know, who knows what the fuck he could do, you know? You know how strong he can be.
I think I could outrun Leatherface. No, I know I could outrun Leatherface.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Outrun him, for sure outrun him. But Jason, you will not outrun Terrifier. You will not outrun Freddy Krueger, because those will use some type of... Well, the nun either. That thing will just stick to you.
Can't outrun the devil.
No. So, in Predator, it was just like, look for your, you know, your heat marks on your footsteps.
That's impossible.
That's his thing. That's his thing of you finding you. That's what he does.
Chucky and Sam. Because, I mean, again, little kids just kick them on the nuts or something.
Yeah. Anyway. What about Annabelle?
Well, Annabelle is a little bit like the nun, where they just possess. So, nice burp. So, I don't know about Annabelle. She's so creepy. I'm looking right into her eyes. She's so spooky.
The one you cannot run for sure is gonna be those with the powers. So like not power,
Michael Myers. You can't out. Yeah. You cannot outrun Michael Myers.
How does Michael Myers?
Who knows? Or
Jason, I get it. He's not. He's you know that he's a zombie
or something.
But Michael Myers, he's a human being.
He's a human.
How does he fucking just be in the corner right there? Does he just knows how to? I want to see a movie of him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I thought he was just a regular human because he's able to go around people's, cut people's corner without fucking running.
Dana's got a good point here. She said, did I watch a different Hannibal? Just don't be rude. Hannibal just eats the rude. That's a good point. He's not going to kill me if I'm not rude.
He's really, you know, I told you, he's a really classic man, you know.
Very classy, very classy.
Oh, he's just a cannibal that he likes to eat and enjoy his food.
Especially don't be rude to Will Graham. It's his boyfriend.
Oh.
God, I wish they would have kissed. I'm telling you, Danny, whoa. At the end, at the very end of the Hannibal series, there's a moment where you're like, oh shit, it's finally going to happen. And I'm not going to tell you what happens, Danny, but it's beautiful.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Like a list.
Yeah. I think it's a great list. Yeah. I think it's one of our better ones.
I will say the scary of them all for me. For you, it's for sure gonna be. I mean, all the ones in the top, all of them.
I think the scariest one for me is Art the Clown.
He's really scary. For me, the Nun.
Black and white.
And Xenomorph.
I think the Xenomorph one doesn't affect me too much because it's like that's never gonna happen. The Art the Clown one is just.
Yeah.
It's just, you never know. Some crazy person. We've already had a history of serial killers here in America. You just never know.
Man, we have so many. Yeah, we really do have a mental problem.
I started rewatching Mindhunter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was watching it last night. It's a really good show. Shout out to Jonathan Groff.
Is that the name of the main character?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to him. Why shout out to him? He's a good actor.
He's good looking. A little bit of both. He's a musical guy. He's a musical guy. King George on Hamilton.
Is it really?
Hamilton, yeah.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Concludes our horror. What do we call this? Horror movie character.
The spooky Sunday tangents. Look, people. I hit something over here. If you saw something moving, that's not me.
It might not have been on camera, Danny. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, just kidding. There's nothing that can... No, there's nothing.
So, just to wrap it all up for the people who are not watching, under Super Scary, we got Art the Clown, Freddy Krueger, Leatherface the Nun, Pennywise, and a Xenomorph. Any Xenomorph, really. Especially the facehuggers. Those are more scary to me. Under scary, we got Barbara the Barbarian, Chucky, Jason Voorhees, and a Predator. Spooky, we got Annabelle, Longlegs, Michael Myers, and Sam from Trick or Treat. That one was for Danny. Under mech, we've got Ghostface and Hannibal Lecter. And under not scary, we get the cute little Jigsaw and his little bicycle, his tricycle.
Little tricycle.
A little cutie. That concludes what we do here on Sunday mornings. Don't forget, everybody, to listen to us on all the podcast platforms that you listen to already. We will be there under Sunday Morning Tangents. And don't forget to catch us live on Sundays at youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents. Today we did a spooky Sunday Tangents, and we might again next weekend. Maybe not. Busy weekend next weekend for myself, but we will talk about that another day. For now, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. And thank you for whatever else you do for us, everything you do for us.
Send wishes and good positive energy.
Good positive energy.
Like a spirit bomb on Dragon Ball. But just in energy. You know, that's the best thing you can do.
Good energy out there to everybody on this Halloween season. We're getting close to the end of Halloween season. It's getting sad, Danny. But we are not done celebrating on our end. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Spooky Sunday Tangents with a couple of tan.
Gen spooky. Like that, I added the conjunction of two just words, but it didn't make any sense because there was no an adjective and also a subject.